conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drama on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When it comes to staying in shape, most people think about exercising, eating right, and taking care of your health. But that could also apply to your career. How can you keep it moving forward, keep it fit, and keep it healthy? Well, tonight, as we recognize Women's History Month, we're talking to women about their careers and how they can make their own history when it comes to their career goals. My guest is Dr. Candace Steele Flippin, author of Get Your Career in Shape, a five-step guide to achieve the success you need, want, and deserve. If you have a comment, if you have a question, get out your pens and your pencils or your texting thumbs if you want. And give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Dr. Flippin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Harold?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for being part of the discussion. So let's get right to it. How might a career woman know that her career is out of shape, a little flabby, not as healthy as she would as she would want it to be?
Well, you know, I would start with asking myself a question. You know, do I have the career I need, the career I need to take care of myself, take care of my loved ones, my family? Do I have the career that I want? Lots of times we spend a lot of time investing in ourselves and our futures, but maybe we're not in the role or the job or the industry that we really want to have. And then finally, do I have the career, role, or job that I deserve? Perhaps you've put in the time, perhaps you've gotten the advanced degrees or taking the extra courses or extra assignments, but maybe the role that you really want or need, it's given to someone else. And so I'd start with those three questions. And if the answer to all three are no or any of them, then I suggest that women take steps to get their career in shape.
Do you find that a lot of women are working so hard and so focused on work that they aren't taking the time to ask those career-oriented, long-form questions?
I do, and particularly over the last 2 years. You know, the pandemic has been really hard on women, and particularly on Black women. You know, we've had to take care of ourselves, take care of our families. Many women have exited the workforce to take care of people in their family or themselves. Maybe they've lost their job or been furloughed. And oftentimes, you know, when we start our careers, we are very optimistic. And then you focus mainly on just doing your job. And sometimes you may have a manager who will come to you and say, Harold, let's talk about, you know, what your career aspirations are, and let me help you achieve them. But oftentimes that's not the case, and we're often left to figure out our careers on our own, and we stumble.
Mm. You know, okay, so you're in Atlanta, you know, the what they call often the land of milk and honey. You know, we see Black women doing the daggone thing on television. Yes. with their careers here in the D.C. Metro, for example. We do know that there are some powerful women who are not necessarily high profile. They are not really seen, but you know, but they're doing well. Is that a myth? Are Black women still struggling with career goals, whether they're just starting out or in the middle of it? How would you characterize where Black women are when it comes to assessing their career goals?
So first, I'd like to just remind everyone that a career is a journey. And at any point of your career, you're going to have highs, and there are going to be times in your career where along that journey you may have lows. And I believe, one, as a Black woman, that we have a lot to offer to workplaces or even starting our own businesses. And we have made some advances. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has weakened our career advancement. And historically, unfortunately, we are compensated lower than others in the workforce. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe we are making advances. However, not at the rate we need to. And there's some studies that report that, you know, we may never catch back up. But I'm an optimist. And what I will say is, if you take an optimistic view about your career and you're thoughtful and intentional, no matter where you are today, with some effort and intentionality, you can move your career along. Mm.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to Dr. Candace Steele Flippin. She's a career expert, and we're talking about getting rid of the flab and putting some muscle in the goals. You like that, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Putting some muscle into the career goals for women. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Melissa, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Melissa. What's on your mind? Melissa, are you there? Okay, Melissa, give me a call back if you can. Let's go to Gregory. Gregory, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Gregory. What's on your mind? Gregory? Give us a call back. So, again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk a little bit about, you're not just, you know, just a degreed woman who just decided to write a book. You've done research.
Yes.
On the multi-generational workplace, but more specifically, enhancing the leadership development of women. What Yes. have you found?
Well, the first thing I would say from a generational perspective is when and where you were born and what was happening historically shaped what's important to you and your value system. And when these things happen to you during your formative years, as you grow up, you have tendencies or values that you take into the workplace with you. And from a standpoint of women, what I find very, very interesting is there has been a decades-long push for women to accelerate in our careers. And so, you know, I believe going into the pandemic, women had surpassed men in the workforce, the non-farm labor workforce. So there were almost 51% of women in the workforce. And more than half of women were the primary breadwinners in their household. And, you know, to use your muscle analogy, I wanted to look at how women could advance. And just to give you some examples, just as there are fabulous women in D.C. and here in Atlanta.
And elsewhere.
And all over the world.
Right.
who are doing great and fabulous things, there are sisters who are struggling for a whole host of reasons. And I wanted to just understand what we could do to help ourselves, because unfortunately, isms, whether it's sexism or racism, you pick one, it's always going to be with us, unfortunately. And so I wanted to help those other women break through. So I've done a series of studies looking at what's known as self-efficacy. And self-efficacy simply is a theory that says that if you believe that you will be successful at something, you will try. But if you don't believe you're going to be successful at a task or a job or a role, you won't try. And I'll give you some examples that maybe the listeners might identify with or know someone who identifies with it. Perhaps you are interested in a promotion. And so you go and you look at the job description, or, you know, line by line, and then you think about your own experience. And if in your mind you perceive that you don't have everything it takes, you won't apply. You may say, oh, they're asking for 5 years experience. I only have four. Or they want someone who's been a manager. I've never done that. Or even if someone says to you, you know, Melissa, you're doing a great job, you should apply for that job. And maybe it's even your boss. And you're like, no, I really want to get some more grounding and seasoning in the job I'm doing now, so I won't apply. And that's self-efficacy, kind of rearing his ugly little head and putting doubt in your mind of your ability. Hmm. And so I went back, and I've studied now thousands of women, and I'm looking at what are some of the things that women say hold them back? What type of career advice that they actually, upon reflection, realize was more harmful than helpful? And I looked at all of that information, and I came up with my workout. And that framework is called SHAPE. And SHAPE really is just a five-step approach. And if you do these five things, you'll be better positioned to get the career you want.
Before we get into SHAPE, and we're going to continue with my muscle metaphor.
Love it.
There we go. Take a deep breath. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking to Dr. Candace Steele Flippin, author of Get Your Career in Shape, a five-step guide to achieve the success you need, want, and deserve. Let's go to Renee calling from Falls Church. Renee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I'm calling. I just tuned in and heard you guys talking about this. And I'm in a situation where I was just told by a supervisor about a position that
wants to apply for. Renee, I need you to do me a favor. I think you're going to have to hang up and call back because you're not real clear. Okay. But when you do, I promise I will take your call because I want every. Okay, wait a minute. Go ahead again.
Hello.
There you go. Much better. Wonderful. Okay. Go right ahead, please.
Hi. I was calling because I just tuned in. I missed the beginning of your talk, but I tuned in as you were talking about promotions, and I'm in a situation where I had a supervisor come to me in the last week with an invitation basically to apply for a promotion, which is something that is new to me, and just like thinking about how to approach that and also like how to make sure stepping into a new role that would be more responsibility and supervisory, doing that and doing a good job with it.
Wow. Dr. Flippin, that sounds like a really big and fantastic deal. If the boss comes to you and says, look, I want you to do this, that's got to be a boost of confidence.
Absolutely. So, Renee, my advice to you is if your boss is tapping you and your boss sees something in you that leads that person to believe that you would be excellent in this role. And so if I were you and you want that opportunity, I would take it. And as you're doing it, what you want to do is have conversations with your boss so that you can make sure that you are successful in that role. You're very clear about what the expectations are. There are great resources out there called the First 90 Days for leaders, and you can get books that'll help set you up for success. And then just be really clear with your manager about what those expectations are and what they're willing to do to invest in you to make sure you're successful. And then go out and do research to figure out what that job is worth on the market so you can make sure you're negotiating the right salary and compensation for yourself.
Okay.
Well, Renee, when you get the job, you know, let us know so we can raise a glass for you.
Okay.
Right.
Renee, thank you.
Congratulations
indeed. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking to Dr. Candace Steele Flippin. We're talking tonight about how women can get their careers in shape. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We need to take a break, but we are going to take more phone calls. That includes Daniel calling from D.C. Daniel, please do not hang up. We will be taking your calls immediately after this short break. And don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com. And you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're recognizing Women's History Month and talking to women about their careers and how they can make their own history when it comes to their career goals. Getting your career in shape, a healthier career, a healthier goal-minded outlook for your career. My guest is Dr. Candace Steele Flippin, author of Get Your Career in Shape, a five-step guide to achieve the success you need, want, and deserve. If you're on the line or if you want to get in on this conversation, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Daniel calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
We'll hang on.
Daniel, go right ahead. Daniel, are you there? Daniel going once, twice? Yeah, Daniel, give us a call back when you are ready to talk to us. So let me go back to shape, as you said. Save, hard work, advocate, persevere, and educate. I want you to break down this framework for us. And let's start at the top where you talk about save. Save what?
So save relates to creating and nurturing a strong financial foundation. A lot of times people believe that saving money and financial literacy is personal, but it actually plays a role in your career success. And I've shown that both in qualitative studies with interviewing women and collecting data, as well as statistically. You know, it correlates with, so if you feel that you have enough resources and a financial foundation where you feel comfortable, then you will take a risk. You will raise your hand for that promotion. You may pursue additional education. You may step outside of your comfort zone because you're not afraid that you're going to put your life or livelihood or family in harm's way because you've created that strong financial foundation.
Mm. And you talk about hard work. That's kind of a no-brainer, or is it?
Well, you know, you'd be surprised, Harold. Many women, and particularly women of color, and I know this just in my own life and just watching women, will start a new job, and we will put in the work. We will put in those long hours. We will raise our hand for extra assignments. And then the back of our mind, the expectation is that with all of that sacrifice that we're making, someone's going to tap us on the shoulder and reward us with a bonus, or reward us with a raise, or reward us with a new opportunity. And time again, we see ourselves being passed over. And it's harmful to our self-esteem. You know, it's harmful to our, you know, to our careers. And so what I've come to appreciate and what my studies are showing and what I want women to know is that hard work is subjective. And so it's really important to be on the same page as the person who is evaluating your performance, and to really be in lockstep. So if you have a manager who doesn't have weekly, quarterly, monthly check-ins with you, get on their calendar. Make sure you ask them questions about their expectations and how they perceive you are doing well or not in your role, and have questions ready to ask them so that you get the information and transparency, and then make it clear about what your expectations are. Expectations in terms of them supporting you, providing developmental opportunities, coaching you, or whatever the case may be, because just putting in the hours and keeping your nose to the grind won't necessarily translate into you getting the additional opportunities that you need.
So let me pause here for a moment on the hard work piece, particularly as it relates to career-oriented Black women who are doing their jobs well. Is there a danger in getting comfortable with the job that you're doing when you know that you can do your job well with one hand tied behind your back? Is that stifling for some Black women who are career oriented, particularly if they like what, you know, what they're doing, and they perhaps don't have questions about the shape that their career is in?
You know, again, a career is a journey. Mm-hmm. And there may be some seasons where you feel that you're comfortable with where you are with your career because the amount of effort that you're putting in and your compensation and your schedule fits with what you have going on in your life at that time. And that's perfectly fine. If you feel that your career is in the shape that you want and you have the career that you need and you have the career and longevity and opportunity that you want and you feel that you're getting that you deserve, I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I also believe that it's important to assess where you are to make sure you're not missing out on anything either. Mm-hmm. And so perhaps there may be more available for you, and so it's important to question that and seek out that information.
You also talk about advocating.
Yes. One of my favorite expressions is, you know, be your own best advocate and don't choose to silence yourself. You know, workplace bullying is still very real, and there are passive and passive-aggressive ways that it can take place. And the way it happens for women, and even for Black women, we may come into a meeting or a situation well-prepared. And in that meeting, we may, you know, provide the answer. And I'll use a basic example. So 1 + 1 = 2. And we say that, and then no one responds to it. And then maybe a male or someone else who may be more favored says the exact same thing. And they're like, yes, Susan, 1 + 1 = 2. And you're sitting there thinking, I just said that. Okay, mm-hmm. Everyone, let's double down on what Susan just taught us. And you're like, I dropped that knowledge. And that happens quite a bit. And so it's really important that you choose to be able to speak up and advocate for yourself, whether that's negotiating or compensation that you want or opportunities. If you have something to say in a meeting, you should raise your opinion or make that information known so that you're not choosing to pick up a bad habit of not speaking up. And then fast forward, when you're looking for a leadership opportunity or even some other type of opportunity, you're passed over because no one really knew that you had a perspective to share.
Mm. Now, what about perseverance?
Yes. You know, being able to stick through the tough times and not give up too soon, and even more so, know when it's time to perhaps leave a situation. Oftentimes, women, because we have to endure so much and we find ourselves being in a secondary role in our lives, sometimes in careers, we take that on and suffer in silence and not come up with healthy ways to manage our stress or surround ourselves with a support system where we can talk about what's really happening to us to get the mental health care and other support that we need to either navigate a situation or have those discussions to perhaps end a situation.
And finally, you talk about educating yourself.
Yes. In my studies, oftentimes women will say that if they could go do things all over again, they wish they had gotten either, you know, undergraduate degree, finished their degree, gotten a master's degree, an advanced degree, or professional training and development or certificate. And so it's really about being a lifelong learner and investing in yourself so that when opportunities come your way, you feel prepared because you have checked the learning box of what you need to do to feel that you can be successful in whatever that next endeavor is.
Now, here's something to consider as you're trying to get your career into shape. Can you pull a muscle? Can you strain a muscle? And what
yes.
might something like that look like?
Well, you know, I'll give a great example. You know, in my career, I have known people who sometimes they're working really hard and maybe they'll say, okay, Dr. Candace, I have the education. I've checked that box. I've spoken to my boss and my boss thinks I'm great. I've checked that box. But sometimes you may have to look at interpersonal skills. You know, so some people will say, well, I like to keep it real. I like to call the shots. But then you're like leaving bodies in the wake because maybe you're too harsh. And so it's really important to step back and think about other ways that you can increase your self-awareness so that you are being perceived with the same intent that you're putting forward.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that also means in the the 1+1=2 example, you don't jack Susan up in the hallway after the meeting.
No, no jacking up Susan.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about women and their careers getting into shape and making sure that their careers are well focused as they move forward. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. One of the other things, and this is, I think, particularly for Black women as it relates to the culture. And a lot of times you have some driven Black women, educated. They went to school and they got the degree or degrees, plural.
Yep.
And even as they claw and climb the ladder of career, and they may hit a speed bump. And then sometimes the people that they may love the most. Mothers, fathers, those sage people in their life, they may say, well, you know, you just need to be happy that you got a job, considering the troubled times that we're working in. How do you address that kind of thinking when they don't get the raise and they get frustrated and the people who love them, who support them, say, just be glad you have a job because so many people do not?
Well, it's always important to stay humble and have a spirit of gratitude. And so I am a strong believer in that. I wake up every morning and I spend time in gratitude and prayer. And so that's never to be overlooked or dismissed. I will say that sometimes people will project their own concerns and fears on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so
exactly.
They are looking at your life through how they may live their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I recommend that people have a circle of support of other individuals around you who can give you honest feedback, but who can also be there to uplift you and support your dreams and your hopes, because those are also important. I don't subscribe to the notion that, you know, just because you are in one place today means that you have to choose to be in that place for the rest of your life, particularly in this country. And so there's the opportunity abounds. And so it's important to seek out individuals who will uplift your hopes and dreams until you can potentially realize them and maybe not choose to walk away from them prematurely.
What would you say are the biggest struggles that Black women have faced over the past 5 or say 10 years, considering the ever-changing workplace and some of the obstacles that they have to deal with?
Wow. So I would say access to certain opportunities. Access to fair compensation, equitable compensation, access to certain networks within their organization where decisions and promotions and other practices that could advance someone's career are taking place. We may not have that. And then depending on where they are with their family situation, you know, they may not have access to knowledge of how to advance their careers. Perhaps they're the first person in their family to go to college or to get a certain degree or enter into a certain field. So when they're thinking about where they could go for support, there's no one there who could necessarily advise them. But even with those things, I do believe, and part of the reason why I wrote this book and providing these tips and tools is because I believe that with that knowledge and that information and some support, women can advance. And I think of my own circumstance. I mean, I came from a family. My mom was a single mother. She'd been married my stepfather, and we had an advanced family, but I came from a working-class family, and I saw opportunity around me. There was a time when I actually lived in Washington, D.C., and I remember seeing so many incredible Black women, and I would try to get on their calendars and talk to them about their careers and what they did to make it, and they were very generous with their time with me and providing guidance. And so even though we may have had these setbacks, I do believe that, you know, with some intentionality and knowledge, we can work to get ourselves on track.
I want to take a break, but when we come back, we've spoken a lot about what you should do. You know, Dr. Flippin, talk to us when we come back about what women should not do as they try to get their careers in shape. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation with Dr. Candace Steele Flippin, author of Get Your Career in Shape, a five-step guide to achieve the success you need, want, and deserve. So, Dr. Flippin, before the break, I was asking to talk about some of the don'ts. We've done a lot of discussion about what you should do, particularly as it relates to Black women when they are dealing with strengthening, putting some muscle in their career, getting rid of the flab, cutting the cholesterol in their career. I'm going to use every health metaphor that we can, you know, walking through or running through the career, lifting weights and all of that stuff. Yes. But what should they not do?
Yes. So I do not recommend that they go through their career journey alone.
Mm.
For example, sometimes you may hear people say, well, I'm up for an interview or I'm up for something or I'm thinking about this, but they don't want to tell anyone because they don't want to jinx it. Or they feel that if they tell their manager that they have career aspirations, then they may somehow be penalized. I believe that it's better if you have someone with you along that journey or any journey. So don't go it alone. The next thing is don't necessarily agree with the first opinion. Just because someone tells you that they don't believe certain things about you in terms of your career potential, don't go with that opinion. Just like in healthcare, we will go get a second opinion. Go get another opinion, because sometimes that person may have an agenda that's outside of your own goals, wishes, and desires, and so it's important that you have some balance. And then the last thing I would say is don't limit yourself. You know, a lot of people start out, probably most people, in one type of role or job. And through the course of the upwards of 30 or 40 years that they may work before they choose to formally retire from their primary role, they'll have lots of different opportunities. And so if you think of your career as a journey, you know, just like you prepare for any journey, you know, you get ready. You may, you know, pack a bag. You may take some snacks along. You may do other things to get ready. You know, you stretch before your workout to get yourself ready for that workout. You know, you have water. You hydrate. Sometimes you'll have a trainer with you, you know, the video or your music to get ready. And so don't limit yourself. Just make sure that you are prepared for that journey. So as you're going through it, you have what you need to be successful on your own terms.
Is self-policing a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on the situation. I will say that if you are getting the inkling that you should self-police, then that means your intuition is rearing its head, and that, you know, something that comes to us through evolution. And so if you believe that you should be self-policing, it's probably a good thing for you.
Can you give me an example, short of not jacking Susan up in the hallway? We're going to have a conversation with Susan at some point, but
she's extra. So you have to read the room. So maybe it's time to tell everyone 1 + 1 = 2. But, you know, if everyone's not ready for arithmetic, you know, they're still doing something else, then you have to read the room. And if you get the inkling, you know what, this may not be the right time to bring that up. You know, so you may want to self-police yourself in that particular instance. But then there may be times when, you know, everyone is thinking that 1 + 1 = 4, and you know that is not right. And you have to then fortify yourself to prepare for the trade-off and the risk of speaking up and say, listen, everyone, actually, 1 + 1 = 2. It's mm-hmm. not 4, and let me tell you the reasons why.
Mm-hmm. How do you speak truth to power, or do you? Is there ever a time when there is a I told you so moment, or do you prefer or I showed you so?
To be able to have harmonious work relationships, you know, no one really likes to be told I told you so. So you want to be careful with that type of approach. So I'm gonna leave that there, and you know you can try to show, but it doesn't always work.
Yeah,
it doesn't always work, and so there has to be times when you have to bring out those receipts and let people know.
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't be saying, you know, like I told you.
Per my last email.
You have to find a more gracious way to do it.
Per my last email. don't do that.
My last 12 emails.
Yeah.
When I said. Try to be a little gracious. You know, as Michelle Obama told us, let's go high.
Yes, yes. That could be more of an Atlanta thing, not a D.C. thing. But, and the reason I say I showed you, so if you can't, to maintain the harmonious work relationship, as you so graciously shared with us, if you can't say so, maybe by performance, you can show so.
Absolutely. And I am not suggesting that you don't work hard and perform. That's not my message. My message is that hard work is subjective. And so sometimes you may be showing it and people may not be seeing it. And so you do need to speak up for yourself. You need to brag about what you're doing and let people know, for sure. And then I would also say it's stressful to be contentious. And so, you know, that's not healthy. And so just doing it for its sake to be contentious. But at the same time, you know, you own that journey and you owe it to yourself to make sure you're getting the career that you need, you want, and you deserve.
Mm-hmm. Are there tougher fields for women in 2022? In your opinion, or do you believe that this really is the time, particularly for women of color, because in high profile situations, for whatever reason, it seems that there are cracks in the glass ceiling, there are doors that are being opened. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I believe, you know, black women can be in any field where they feel that they are qualified to be and they want to be. And I feel that that should have been true 30 years ago as well as in 2022. And so I'm going to always say that if you're doing what you need to do to advance your career, you deserve to have a seat at that table. And if you get a chance to sit at that table, don't let someone push you away or push yourself away from that table.
Mm-hmm. So what is the next step for you in this evolution of getting your career goal in shape? Are you going to open up a career gym?
I have the workout. I have the shape workout.
Uh-huh.
Get Your Career in Shape comes out March 8th, which is International Women's Day.
Hey.
And you know, I have a goal and my hope is that I can get a million or more women to get their careers in shape, and either through you know, buying this book. I have groups on LinkedIn as well as on Facebook where we're going to support each other, and additional resources that can be found on my website, CandiceStillFlippin.com. And so, you know, I'm on this journey. I am here to help guide and support other women on this journey as well.
And that's CandiceStillFlippin.com. That's the website?
Yes, it is.
Well, we are going to post that on our website on WHUR.com as we do every night, so that people can find out more about you, find out more about the book. And as always, that will be on our website after 8:30 tonight. Dr. Candace Steele Flippin, thank you so much for talking to us. Congratulations. Don't pull a career muscle. I know I'm going to see that. And then there's going to
use it.
And there's going to be a dash, and it's going to say, thank you, Harold Fisher. I believe
That's
it.
Right, I will. I will give you the credit.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. That is the Daily Drum for this Tuesday, March 1st. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.